hold deep in the heart, so your people send it now. We need it now. I hear the sound of revival deep in the heart, so your people send it now. We need it now. I hear the sound of revival deep in the heart, so your people send it now. We need it now. I hear the sound.
For you, we need. Thank you, Livingstone. I have just till 4 o'clock, but I'll follow exactly what the Holy Spirit wants me to do. Every week we see God repairing lives, and if there are people outside, please call them in. First of all, let me say this in case you don't know, and I need the ushers to invite people in. The same law that guides the law court is what guides the church. The same law that protects the law court is what protects the church. In other words, you don't need to be a drug dealer or carry a knife. If you disturb in the church, you will go to jail. I'll personally press charges against you and see you off to your prison cell. Because the law protects every sacred gathering. Just in case you don't know. In fact, it is so bad, but good, that if a minister of the gospel is preaching and somebody stands up disturbing and he says, stop it, and they don't, they can spend 6 months in jail. Well, do not think this is a church. This is a radical house. I'll see anybody to jail, 100%. And then you'll start saying, is church supposed not to? No, I'll say, yes, church is supposed to abide by the law, see you off to prison, and teach you how to raise your own children if your dad did not raise you. So you don't fight in church. And you don't disturb public. And you shouldn't fight anyway. I just thought to tell you that one as a free legal class. We see every week God changing lives in this place. When I sit down with those who are tough, I won't use the word tough anymore because you must be a weakling to carry a knife. You must be weak to be in a gang because you can't operate by yourself. You need another person. Have you seen lions walking in packs before? Sheep, goats walk in packs. Gangsterism is a show of your weakness, not strength. And many times when I've sat down with people who are coming out of that life, almost all the time, when you offer them a better life and they refuse, it's like they are back to prison the next week. Fools. It is excusable when a person has no other choice. It is silly when they see choice and they refuse. But that's not my gripe this morning. I really want to get into something, but I'll just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. The same thing applies to those who say, well, I've not been a criminal, and I speak to you, ladies. Be careful what you do in the time of ignorance, especially sexual sin. It's going to bite you later, you know. It wouldn't matter much if you are born again then or not. And so that's why we always pray that past blunders will not disturb future destinies. We cannot undo our past, but when we come to God, we've got to come totally. We cannot undo our past, but when we come to the blood of Jesus, we've got to come completely. We cannot undo our past, and God is not asking us to undo our past or to live in the regret of the past. What he's saying is, come to me totally and let me take that past and make it a great future. I don't know why you are in church this morning, but or this afternoon, but I can tell you for a fact, I know all the people in my life who are still scrambling to survive daily. And you think you come to church to take money or to ask for help. But that's what got you to 60. The same mindset. No, we come to God to say, Lord, here am I totally, and what you plan for my life, now bring it to pass. I surrender all. Insatiable appetite for money will kill the person who carries it eventually. It's a matter of time. But you see, that's not my gripe this morning. Let me show you something this morning that is bigger than money. Do you want to see it? Let me show you nation taking. Let me show you how to make real money. Not drugs money. That's not money. That one that you're running around, the only reason why you're into that is because you were born into poverty. It's not different from what your dad and mom did. It's just that you're doing it in a different way. The different way is this. You see, our parents, when they go to a country, if they tell them their nursing is what is working in this country, they become nurses. They just do it. Yeah, when you were born into that community as well, and they said selling drugs is what works, you just did it. It's the same spirit. That's how you are going to end up too. Well, in each generation, it gets worse. So your own punishment will be 7 times. They just did what was available to them. The same way with ladies too. You hear that people are having boyfriend or sleeping with married men or whatever, you just did it. You just went for it because you are just normal. Nothing different. But then, why did God guide your feet to this house? Don't sleep on me now. The same thing with churches as well. We start churches, we just say, this is what they do. You go to church, someone claps, someone shouts, someone do whatever people do in church, and then we do it numb. It's called the church of numb and the norms of church. But I want to show you a man this afternoon who had prophecy over his life. But you see, his life is not going to go in the normal way. And God has now plucked you out of the normal community and society you were born into. He's plucked you out now. He's given you a branch of olive and said, take this opportunity so that you can break free from the norms. Something keeps pulling you back there. It's what people of your age do. It is normal. But if God is going to raise you, it's going to make your journey different because he has a special need for your life. But you see, norm is so with us. And we can have all excuses. Well, because I was born into a dysfunctional family, I was abused, I was done this. Then you go to the norm. And the church is now very trained to keep you in that place and for you to feel it's okay, but there's this guy whose life is going to take a different dimension. It's not speaking to us about the past now. It's speaking to us about when he extends an olive branch to us. But something keeps making you compromise. And you see the devil set up the church so much that you're told about grace. You'll be okay anytime you come. That's not a lie, but it is also a lie because it's not going to use you. Unless a spirit comes over you and you say, I'm breaking free from my norm into God's plan and purpose for my life. Whatever you're doing based on your circumstance. Whenever Jesus healed a person who was born blind, Jesus was telling them that even though you are born blind, you are not supposed to be blind. Even though you were born into that community, you're not supposed to be there. So it shows you light, opens your eyes now. But what keeps shut in that eyes? I perceive in my spirit today, there are people who God is saying, it's time for me to call you to the final place of your life. If you are a little bit above 20, you're supposed now, it is no longer a time of, I backslid, I'm coming. Reverend mentioned, oh, I used to be on fire, but I'm coming. Already, you see, by the time you're 20, you've already finished your future. Told the guy yesterday, look at you, 50-something, you're still begging for money. You think that is rude? It's not rude. I'm talking truth. It did not start at 50-something. It completed it at 20. Let me tell you, 30 years is nothing. Why is it nothing? When we're young, we are oblivious of time. So they locked this fool up for 10 years. This idiot is locked up for 10 years. He comes back to little rats and scary cows in his area and they are rejoicing. My friend, you just wasted 10 years of your already useless life. Oh, yes. I go to meet people in prison. You think I'm going to tell them, oh, you'll be fine. God is with you. You fool. Why are you here? Why are you here paying the white man whose children are being sent to Harvard? You're using your crime to pay for his own children's Harvard. Don't you know you will pick the shoes for his children tomorrow, you idiot? Acting tough on the street and crying like a scary cow in your house. You're not tough, you're just stupid. And now if you're still on the road, your act right now is going, I feel like throwing something at this guy. It won't be the first time. Haven't you done it with your father at home before? But you see, it's not particular about our past. It's particular about when our eyes get open. And that does not exempt those of you who feel, I've never done crime, I'm older now, God is good. It's not good. You never went to Tob. You remember Reverend talking about Tob in the morning? Tob, the name Tob means good and goodness. Is an extension of the word God. When you come into a place called God, it makes what is bad in your life good. So don't hate me. Love me. Because I want to take you to a land called good. So that you can make your bad past into good. And brothers start selling drugs at 16. Are you an idiot? Don't you know you will be servants tomorrow of servants? Servant of servants. Slaves of slaves. Your mates are in school. But let me show you a young 16-year-old. Okay. So you just said, yeah, but Pastor, where I was born, I've got no chance. Now, this is where you are born again into now. So now you've got a chance. Let me show you a brother quickly, and I don't have time. I wanted to show you the olive trees and stuff like that. First of all, and I would have loved to begin to tell you why, but again, there's no time. Technically, I have 5 more minutes. Yeah, he said because you were shouting stupid fool, da da da, so you wasted our time. If that's how you see the word, may God help you. Genesis chapter number 40. Number one, we saw that there were 2 trees by the river. This tree is Jesus. People eat from the tree of good and evil, or good evil. And they become wise in their own eyes. Whenever a person eats, one of the first signs of a person that is feeding from the wrong tree is that they will be wise in their own eyes. You can see a 20-year-old say to you, the way I see things. Have you seen people on Twitter, the social media night, eating from the tree of good evil? Wise in one's own eyes is eating from that fruit. And it will not completely be wrong, but it is good evil. What did Adam realize the first time he ate the fruit? He said, we are naked. And once you begin to eat that, you will make provision for yourself. God was no longer their covering. They had to make covering for themselves. They have to sew cloth for themselves. And guess what? The clothes they made for themselves. You know what they did? You know what they did? They took leaves. And the leaves on this tree must be for the healing of nations. But they took it to cover their own selves. Oh my God. What should be used for the healing? Adam would have been, listen, Adam would have been a finance man, a nation builder, a pharmacist, a zoologist, an engineer, all in the same man. An accountant. Everything. It would have been a judge and a lawyer, all in the same man. There is Eden that is living in you now. And in that Eden, everything that Adam could have been is there. But you see, when you eat of the tree of good evil, your eyes will be open to your own need. And the nations will not matter anymore. That's why you became proud. When you became proud, the first thing you needed to do was to cover your own nakedness. So my sister is suffering underneath, but she puts on good clothes to look as if anything was going on in her life. You see, the money you're using to do cover up should have been for the healing of the nations. If you had used it for the healing of the nations, you would have still been in the same contact with God. Don't sleep, Q. That's not the way to protect anybody. I'm on a mad thing today. Worship, that's what worship does to me. All of a sudden, I just don't fear anybody anymore, and I don't see anybody. Then I'll apologize later when I get home. Not to them, to myself. I want to take you somewhere now, but... And so what they were supposed to use for the healing of the nation, they started to cover themselves with it. The life of a proud person. She's going to use everything. When she's abused, she's going to have to say 10 words back and say, take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. You will see what I'll be. Those are words she's supposed to give to people to encourage them. Now she's using those leaves to cover herself. That's not the purpose. You will still be naked. Imagine a person come here today and they are... what they tie around their waist is leaves. How covered are they? Because leaves are not meant to use for cover. They are meant to use for herbs that will bring healing to the nations. You're spending money that is meant for giving on covering yourself. I want to quickly now get a mortgage. Why? Because you disconnected from the source of life himself. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just using that as an example. You disconnected from him. Now you have to cover you. You've got to provide for yourself now. You've got to make provision for your tomorrow. Have you gone to churches where they say, pray now, God, do not let me be put to shame? If you go to that church and you ask people, pray for inner strength. When you say, do not let me be put to shame, they all start screaming like baboons. Because it is not, they are not praying to God. They are praying to fear. They are afraid. When they hear, do not let me be put to shame, they think of their family member who already thinks highly of them. So they begin to think, if anything happens to me, what will Mrs. So and so say? That's why she's screaming. That's why she's shouting. A person who covers themselves with leaves will be very defensive, bitter, and unforgiving. It is your fear you are hiding, but you're covered with leaves. How did you get to that stage? You ate from the wrong tree. You ate from the tree of good evil. Let me tell you, what gives you the idea that God always wants you to have money? He doesn't care if you have money or not. He cares if you fulfill purpose or not. And if money is one of the things you need now to fulfill that purpose, then it will give you. When Abib months come, what we do with our money is to tell God, I don't care about the money, I care about your purpose. That's why we give like we give. That's why Abib is our most important giving. Read Genesis 40. Oh my God, I'm so sorry about the time, but I know God has done what he's got to do or what he's doing. But I needed to show. Let's do 10 minutes, right? Huh? The yes is so low. Read, sister.
Some time later, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their master.
Jump to verse 2.
Pharaoh was angry with his verse two three. Officials and put them in custody.
Verse 4.
The captain of the guard assigned them to Joseph, and he attended them. After they had been in custody for some time, each of the two men, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were being held in prison, had a dream the same night.
Wait. So you see, Joseph left his dad's house as a teenager, sold into slavery, born into oppression. Nobody likes him. They didn't like him because of his dream, and I know preachers have preached heaven down on those things. They even develop, don't tell people your dream, don't do this. They develop all those spooky nonsense. I said, don't tell anybody your dream because they might do this and that. I said, who is the example? They said, Joseph. I said, how can positive be the example for negative? Are you okay? Do you drink? Listen. So now, Joseph as a teenager has been sold because, listen now, because of his dreams. But you see, that word, his dream, was not his. Look, Joseph has nothing to do with that dream. It is God's dream given to Joseph. You don't choose your dreams. So it was God's dream, but it was given to Joseph because if it was Joseph's dream, he can never dream his father and mother bowing to him. It's God's dream. So God's dream is now going to take a meaning that his physical eyes, what does dream mean? Or when they say, oh, this guy is a guy of vision. What he's saying is that his physical eyes has been shut down. His spiritual eyes is open. He's eating from the tree of life instead of the tree of good evil. But this tree of life will now put him in a tight condition one day. When his master's wife who has power over his life. Don't forget, this is a community he's born into. Now says, you've got to sleep with me or I'll mess your life up. I know what many people will say. They say, of course, I'll sleep with you. You say, well, I won't say that. Of course, you're saying it every day. Good, evil would have been, look, you were sold here. You were sold into a community. Your brothers cheated you. People treated you wrong. Everybody was against you. Now you have the opportunity to just be saved because it's, and this opportunity is not if you don't do it, you'll be fine. It's if you don't do it, you are going down. But you see, Joseph told us the kind of tree he was eating from. He said, can I do this and sin against God? That's a person who finds themselves in a condition but did not respond to that condition. I'm not talking about your past now. I'm talking about now. He had the opportunity for wealth because one would have thought 10K is wealth, but there is a nation full of 10Kites that God wants to give to Joseph, but he has to continue to eat from the tree of life. So he didn't do it. He was sentenced now. The tree he was eating from found him in prison. Why? Why? The leaves he has must first of all be used to heal before it heals him. If you don't use that leaf to heal, it's not going to heal you. If I don't use my money to touch lives, it's not going to bless me. There are leaves, they are not covering. You doing illegal things to, anyway, no time. Wow. I wish we can rewind time now. Can you believe that ASG, I wouldn't have started preaching now. They were going to do Mother's Day special. Some people were going to come up for like 15 minutes and start talking everything. The people that they assigned, their moms are not here. Their moms are not watching. ASG need serious prayer. They are in critical condition. PSG needs to shut up. You are not in critical condition. You don't exist. We reduced chairs for you this morning. You still can't. I've got just 5 more minutes. Because you have to be alive to be in critical condition. Listen, I'm just joking. You are alive in Jesus' name. They will like it. Amen. You see that amen settles everything. They will even raise a I receive. You know churches would do those things. It's like classroom in Nigeria. Someone say present. You think if you stretch your hand, it means you've taken it. Catching the wind. But seriously now, seriously. Now, so the leaves now, it chose the fruit instead of the leaf. The leaf, it has to mix up. So one day, it has the herb. By herb, I don't mean weed. So you see, in the Bible, it has the herb. If you are smoking weed, you're mentally, you know, it's a stimulant. You're mentally healed. You're damaging your medulla oblongata daily. Listen. Wait. I smoked weed for 9 years. Myself and Kelvin were doing competition of who smoked pass. So I said, tell me about your smoking history. So he told me. Then I told them mine. Then we compared notes. So don't think, oh, he's there talking against weed because he's a pastor. No. I'm talking against weed because it makes you, you would think you are fast. You are very slow and silly. In your head, you are moving like this. But normally, you are like this. You're sick. You are going crazy. But I've got to preach now. So if you think he's just saying it because he's a pastor, I'm saying it because people will not tell you that you are very slow and backward. You are happy for nothing and sad for nothing. Because you're smoking a stimulant. So now, well, I've got serious matters, you know. This playing around, I shouldn't be doing this. Okay, so he's now in the prison. These guys had a dream. Two of them had a dream at the same time. All this is a setup. Joseph went to use his herb in that prison. He must to go through that prison. He has to meet the baker and the butler. I'm going to show you something that will help you now. Do you want Eden completely back in you? When you are not an engineer, when they call you to an engineering meeting, you will have something to say and they will love you. Because Adam was supposed to be like that. Fruit stopped him. Read, sister, now.
Each of the two men, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were being held in prison, had a dream the same night, and each dream had a meaning of its own. When Joseph came to them the next morning, he saw...
Jump to the next verse.
So he asked Pharaoh's official, who were in custody...
Now, you understand, when Joseph came to them, he saw their countenance, he saw that they were not happy. This guy who has no money is now going to sow a bib to help people who are broke. And he should have said, Pastor, I don't have anything. You see this last money, I saved it. No, you're not going to have it until you give it to the people who don't have it. Now, and that's not, okay, our church invests in entrepreneurship. No. Entrepreneurship is not the first investment. Souls being saved. So, a sad man who is unjustly in prison is now in prison with those who are justly there. It will take the one who is unjustly there to set free the one who is justly. It will take the one who is unjustly there to set free the one who is justly there. It will take Christ going to prison to set free those of us who are justly in prison. It will take you now who is now in the image of Christ, and your legal money to set free those who owed illegal money, who are supposed to be in prison because of their illegality. When that happens, you are ready now for the fulfillment of God's dream that was given to you. Until that happens, you ain't going nowhere. So now they had the dream and they jumped to the interpretation.
So the chief cupbearer told Joseph his dream.
Now, listen now. This is where it gets interesting. The chief cupbearer is not going to tell Joseph his dream. So I'm imprisoned. Either it's called lack or whatever. Because another fellow that is lacking must come. I must use, no wonder. Just David had to go to Tob, to a place of brokenness. Because he needs those who are broken to come. And he will use his herb. What he learned in 3 days, I'm coming. Read on. Oh my God, what a time. I wish God can just stop time like Joshua's time.
He said to him, in my dream, I saw a vine in front of me.
Oh my God. Anyone has, listen, look here. Anyone has John 15 there? Read it again. In my dream, what did I see?
A vine in front of me.
Read it again.
A vine in front of me.
Anyone has New King James? John 15? You can read it, sir.
Okay, sir. I am the true vine.
In my dream, I saw a vine in front of me.
In my own dream. You see, you, Joseph, had a dream when the nations were bowing to you. Now we are in the same condition, but in my dream, I saw a vine.
Yes.
In front of me. Read it again, Pastor Dami. So, if in my own Bible, I just canceled that and said, in my dream, I saw God. Will I be wrong to say that? Then what was in this vine?
And on the vine were 3 branches.
On the vine were 3 branches. Read, oh yeah, John 15. They gave him a microphone, but no power. Okay. Power base. Anyway, just read it. This is a deceit. It's not coming.
And my father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
I am the true vine. I am the true vine, and my father is the vine dresser. Read on, sister.
In my dream, I saw a vine in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And on the vine were 3 branches. As soon as it budded, it blossomed and its clusters ripened into grapes.
Can I tell you something, please? Have you got time? As soon as it budded, I would have taken you to scripture. Psalm said, When the tree saw no water, it was dry. He said, but as soon as it saw water, it budded. No time. As soon as it budded, meaning before it budded, it did not blossom. And read on, sister.
As soon as it budded, it blossomed and its clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes, squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup.
Pharaoh was the king of the world, the most powerful man in the world at the time. But his cup was in the hand of this cupbearer. This cupbearer had served Pharaoh before, but he wasn't released to serve Pharaoh on prophetic instructions. Now he will go to prison so that he can be released back to Pharaoh from the mouth of the prophet. His calling will be now attached to the dream that God gave Joseph. I've got to close the service now. I have to because of the hotel policy. Read quickly, let me see.
Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes, squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup.
I squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup and put it in his hand.
This is what it means, Joseph said to him. The three branches are 3 days. The three branches are 3 days. The three branches are 3 days.
You know, till late yesterday, those of you on Spark Nation 1, we look for these. I was looking. Then one of you mentioned something before Kofi said this. So Kofi warned Dr. Eugene, though. But before he said what he said, I found it. I just wanted you guys to talk. I was looking, Lord, what are the three branches? Then one of you said, I can't remember now. Then I looked again. And I saw that the three branches was what?
The 3 days.
Oh, wow. Then I now had to zero down on the number three, that Jesus was in the grave 3 days. That Jonah was there 3 days. Look, that when Abraham was supposed to offer Isaac, God told them, go into a journey for 3 days' journey into the wilderness. That when we found the Lord Jesus in the wilderness, Abraham left him there. Don't touch Isaac. So Abraham left him there that day. And went away. But it was a 3-day journey. But God is going to meet him there. But before God comes meeting him there, there has to be 3 temptations. So, I want to get into the word now, but the time is over. I can't. So let me just bring out some points so that this is not just knowledge thrown everywhere. I can give you, and that's not, don't get into this bookness of, someone says 7 is my number, it's fine and all those stuff. But this is more serious than you making nonsense out of that. And say, I only sit on the 3rd row. I live on the 3rd floor. I walk around in 3. So if he says that the 3 branches are 3 days, what is the 3 days then? Because he said to him, in 3 days, Pharaoh will restore you back to your position. It's going to be 3 days. But you see, I can't get into that now. I've got to show you the next dream. Look at the next dream. And when the baker, whoever, the baker now saw that this dream was nice, he quickly said his own. But look at what he saw.
When the chief baker saw that Joseph had given a favorable interpretation, he said to Joseph, I too had a dream. On my head were 3 baskets of bread.
Eh? The first one saw a vine. Yes. The second one saw the worst problem on his head. Bread is on my head. I'm going to go look for a job now. One saw God. One saw his position. One saw the vine. The other one saw basket. When the chief baker saw, he said to Joseph, I too had a dream. On my head were 3 baskets. These baskets, I didn't see a bakery. You know, things would have gone wrong for the butler if he saw wine on his head. It is not in the head. The wine is in the vineyard. The bread is not supposed to be on your head. It's supposed to be in the bakery. Oh my God. God does not start with you with finished products. You're going to go into the vine. That's why it doesn't give you money. It gives you souls to process, to process. If you can process those souls, not just that you invite people to church, if you can see them established, you went into the vine, you squeezed the fruit, you then put it back into the community, put it into Pharaoh's hand. Then Pharaoh will say, the guy who told you the dream, bring him. I'm almost crying now because of time. In case you think I just wanted to tease you. No. Even I'm bleeding. The reason why you don't have restoration to where God wants to get you to is because the bread is on your head. You should have also seen the vine. Go in there. Take out the fruit. And in case you don't know, if he's the tree, the branch, three branches, they are fruit. You are the branches. You are the branch. The branch produces fruit. You see, each fruit that the branch produces is, have you seen a fruit eating itself? It is for people to come and eat. That's why when God created things, he said, let the earth bring forth fruit that has its own seed in itself. You don't understand what that means, right? The one that has his own seed. The one that keeps himself alive by his own seed. So if my 1,000 pounds in us, Abib, it's a fruit. Someone eats of that. The moment they are getting filled with fruit, the more alive I'm becoming. Living so you can come on stage. Oh Lord. I don't know what to do with this word now. What did you say?
In the
Go on.
On my head were three baskets of bread. Mm-hmm. In the top basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh. But the birds
were all kinds of what?
Baked goods for Pharaoh.
I'm carrying it to Pharaoh. You know that sister who wants to beat the system through the system? See, I will work hard. I will work hard. You see, the bread, I can't process it, but when I get the processed one, I will carry it on my head. That's why people can never understand Spark Nation. People that are not called to be with us. It is a new move processed from the vine. It is easier to copy another person. And say, well, you know, you used to sing songs from Hillsong. Am I Australian? I don't sing songs because they are from somewhere. We sing songs because they are worship. So, but if I have to choose, I'll do a lot of African because that's where you are from. And Caribbean songs. Not going to carry growth on my head. Oh, if you sing this, you'll be this. No. We're going to blend everything and we're going to sing it as worship. I congratulate Ghanaians on your birthday, 61st. And you see, Nigerians just make a lot of mouth. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you. They will say, oh, did you not see that it was a Nigerian that bought Gatwick Airport? Wait. Did you not see that Nigeria was the one that now created the new app for Microsoft? Did you not see that Nigeria did this and did that? But I say to them, you see, you guys make mouth. See what God raised for Ghana now. What would the word be without man's not hot? The word, thank you, the word will never be the same. So you're saying we bought AirPods and they sing out that song almost filled Brixton Electric. Where were Nigerians? They were outside shouting, come to Spark Nation. Buying Gatwick. Is that what we want to eat? Why are you shaking your head? May God continue to bless the Gold Coast. Why is that prayer important? So that for the first time we can see billionaires from Africa who became billionaires through gold. From the Gold Coast. Nigerians just make mouth. Ghana, amazing. On a serious note, amazing people. Put your hands together for God. I meant you guys this morning because of the way Minister Gifty kept going on about it. So I said, what can I throw to Ghana there for? In case you think I wanted to pull Ghana down, I have four of them living in my house. So, and you, even your parents want you out. And you are Ghanaian. So, and I have four in my own house. So, who is the real Ghanaian now? What should I do with the word now? Periscope tonight. I've got to show you what the 3 days are. It will make you understand your life that until the third day. Let me tell you what. John chapter 1, quickly. We want to worship. Where? John 1. Quickly, what's the first day? John 1, 29. Anyone? Wow. Anyone? Forget the technology. Yes, sir.
The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away sin, takes away the sin.
The next day, by the time you reverse it, is the first day. It's a day of revelation. Christ is shown. What is the second day? Luke chapter 13. No. Keep reading that. No, don't go away. Don't go away. Let me show you the second day, which is where we are now. We're on the second day. Still the same one.
So the next day, this is 29.
29.
The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes
read
away
quickly.
The
reading
sin
like
of the
an
world.
Engineer. Read like a gangster now.
This is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. Uh-huh. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel. Then John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him.
Wait, is there another next day there, son?
Yes, sir. 35. The next day,
that's
John
was
there.
That's the second day, yeah?
John was there again with his two disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, look, the Lamb of God.
Read on.
When the two disciples heard him say
this, what did they do?
They followed Jesus.
The second day is discipleship. Jesus. The first day is revelation.
Wow.
You are trying to be perfected without revelation and discipleship.
Wow.
But it is three branches. What was happening to Joseph in the prison? It was in his second day. The first experience was in the house when revelation was revealed. The second day had to be sold. Then it was in discipleship. It's got to be perfected the third day. So my situation this morning is critical because I needed to then find out what was Christ doing in that grave for 3 days. Because it will later tell us that when he is perfected, he went to the paradise and took the cup off Pharaoh's hand. I know few people didn't hear that. He went to Hades. That's not hell. He said, I will not partake of this until I drink. You know, on the day of not Pentecost. You remember when Jesus turned water to wine? He turned the word to the spirit. Everybody can hear the word and it's ordinary until the spirit eats. So he turned water into the spirit. Why? Because it is Joseph's entrance into the palace will be a spiritual thing. Let's worship God.